sometimes we don't even know what exactly it is that we're feeling. Is it loneliness or a sense of loss? Resentment? Love? Is it longing or regret? Is it gratefulness or remorse? There seems to be blurred lines between all sorts of emotions. They feel similar, but are definitely different. The first day of September is a good example. The jump from August to September feels miles apart from the transition between July and August. The name, September, in and of itself, and the fact that we are in the burr month's territory, it makes us feel like we're in the endgame of this year now. And while we are relieved, aren't we relieved to see that sweltering summer go, we also can't help but feel a little bittersweet about getting closer to the end of this year on this first day of September. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Brown Eyes with Parsa Ilyan. Already 1 year. And yes, already September 1st. Congratulations to our university students who have started their new fall semester today, right? And to all the professors out there, of course, who have started their new semesters as well. Hope you guys all get along. But gosh, we always say time flies, or we say, gosh, I can't believe it's already. But this transition, this has been the most dramatic in recent history, because yesterday was August 31st. Today is September 1st. Last night, wowee, it was pretty chilly and cool out there with all the rain and opening that window. It was the world, the weather telling me, look, August is over. Summer is over. Tomorrow is autumn. Pretty cool stuff. But I'm sure it's easy to have mixed feelings, though, about the beginning of September. It's the beginning of things, but it's also the end of things, right? The end of the summer, beginning of August, autumn. Of course, I'm talking about the Northern Hemisphere. It's flipped in the Southern Hemisphere, but still, we're starting something new and we're saying goodbye to something else. So how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling a mixture of emotions, this bittersweet, can't really tell the blurred lines of everything that's going on in your heart? I mean, you must be at least happy that the unbearably hot summer days are finally behind us now. Cool and refreshing autumn breezes are to be enjoyed very soon. Or you could be really sad to see summer go. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit sad. I know it was really hot, but I just feel like once it starts getting cold, it just starts getting colder and colder and colder and colder really quickly. That's where I stand. Where do you stand? Are you somewhere in between, right? Feeling both and neither at the same time? And of course, bigger question is, where are you? Is it cold where you are, or is it warm where you are? Now, our global roll call is coming up in just a moment. So let me know where you are as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. And share your thoughts on September 1st to you is dot, dot, dot. You can also include any song requests that you have. And as always, feel free to share your slander, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Today is Wednesday, so if you're not feeling great about it being September 1st, at least you get to enjoy and welcome the new month in with Gaayo Top 10. That's coming up in part 2, so do stay tuned. All right, I'll be back with the roll call. After this, here's Red Velvet with Day One. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it is 5:22 p.m. And it's a very nice day today. Apparently the air is super duper duper clean. Well, I should hope so after all of that rain that we got all day yesterday. I am talking to you right now in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, that is. Where are you? JS Lee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I had a bit of a rough day yesterday because of the body aches, but I feel better after taking some meds and sleeping. Right now, I am in Yeouido. I listened to an OFD rerun and it feels like I can hear it better because I'm closer. Being in Yeouido, I'm even happy to see the office building I used to work in up until 5 years ago. I'm taking a break at a cafe and I'll be listening to the radio here. Ah, yes. Yes, we heard news of your presence here in Yeouido earlier today. Well, I hope you are enjoying the day. It's a really nice one. Amy Song 5 writes, it's been a while since I last messaged. I had very busy days to prepare my wedding. And finally now I am in Venice Beach, Los Angeles for my honeymoon. Today is our last day here. Time goes so fast. I got the negative result from COVID test so I can go back home. Well, congratulations once more on your wedding. Hope that it was a very nice one. And yes, sunny California for a honeymoon. Fantastic. I hope you really enjoyed your time there. Venice Beach, so cool. That area, got some fantastic ice cream there. And yeah, just walking along the beach on the sand. Must have been very romantic. Well, in any case, I hope you have a very safe trip home. Congratulations once again. Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 페글리나 언니. How cute. The weather's gotten quite chilly in the mornings and evenings. I think it's time I put away the summer clothes and get out the fall clothes. Cuckoo, time flies. I can't believe it's already September. This is exactly the quotes that I had in today's opening. I love it. Yesterday, Sweet said I had some kimchijjeon with makgeolli while enjoying the sound of the rain. It was my first time having makgeolli in a while, and I must have drank a bit too much because I did not feel sober this morning. But they say that makgeolli contains squalene, which is an anti-carcinogenic and an antioxidant, so it should be okay for my health. I will need some 얼큰한 국물, some spicy soup for dinner, though. Yes. Makgeolli, I think that there is something about makgeolli that some people swear that they never get any headaches if they drink very good quality, unfiltered makgeolli. I think that's right. But other people just eat, like me, even just one sip, one little glass, and I feel it the next day. So I have to stay away from makgeolli. Doesn't work with my body, so maybe it doesn't work with yours as well. Interesting that it is squalene. I use squalene in my skincare routine. So it's a little weird to think about. I hope you feel better. JSJerry76 says, I am resting after my second vaccine shot. I have a fever and my arm hurts more than it did after the first shot too. Oh no, yes. Second shot's supposed to be the zinger. Sounds like you're pretty healthy because you are feeling pretty sick. Well, definitely try and get as much rest as possible. Hopefully you can sleep and feel better very soon. Okay, it's time for song requests to move into our song break. Our first request comes from Lim Tuea. So cute you are, says our listener. I think I did like a little piggy filter thing for our picture. Inspired by Kim Ji-soo, he said animal series. I said, okay, let's try it. Let's do an animal series. And Lim Tuea says, Tuea ha! Welcome September! start something new. Starting something new is always exciting, even though it's still hot and humid here in Japan. I rode the bicycle this morning to lose some weight because of the warning from a doctor after annual health check. I do not want to pass the buck to the COVID situation, but yeah, I gained too much weight in 1 year. Starting new lifestyle with a new month. Request song, 가을의 밤 by Davichi. I like that. A new month, a new lifestyle, a new season, and time to kind of get that resolutions again going on, right? It's nice. I like the feeling of a new start as well. Gobinda Ghosh has another song request for us. It's After School Weekly. So we will listen to those two requests back to back right now. All right. The first of many fall songs to come in the near future. Here's Davichi with 가을의 밤, Fall Night. After that, we'll listen to Weekly with their song After School. 이별하는 가을의 밤은 무릎 아파. That was Weekly with their song After School. Before that, we heard Davichi with 가을의 밤 or Fall Night. H.S. Kwak is shocked at my picture and says, OMG, 여고생? Oh, 너무했다, 여고생은. No. Thank you very much. It was raining, so I wore a hat. Right? Because I knew that there was no way, you know, an umbrella was really going to keep anything dry because it was raining so hard. And yes, Jisoo Kim 0801 said, yes, I said animal theme. Yes, you inspired me. This is the cutest pig I've ever seen, Jisoo writes. Props to 작가님. Finally, the rain has ceased. I hope there would be no more stormy weather. Heavy rain is the worst thing for commuting. And last week, even the door on my staircase in my house got struck by the fierce wind and broke down. The small windows on it smashed. No one's hurt, fortunately. Wow. My. But yes, I give props to Jakanim as well. Hashtagged animal theme. Hashtag, did you say? Hashtag cuckoo. And some piggy emojis there. Yikes, the wind really did was knocking my windows as well, knocked it closed, right? And it was pretty harsh, but also it was very welcome, right, to get some sort of breeze in, but yeah, not to the extent of window smashing. Yikes. Oh, I hope that there's no fallout from that. Got cleaned up okay. Listener, I'm Kelly, says, oh, you look good and hip. Not everyone can pull off a bucket hat, but you did it. Seeing those happy-looking pigs in the picture reminds me of recent conversations with my Pilates trainer. It's been more than 2 months since I stopped my exercise due to the fourth wave of COVID. My studio was shut down and reopened after all trainers got their first shots. My trainer texted, how is it going and when I would start up my class again, etc. I answered, I resisted becoming a pig, but I'm becoming. Although all trainers have completed their first doses of vaccination, there are other people in the studio, so I feel uncomfortable going there before my first shot. At least I will be able to remain an uninfected and happy pig. True, yes, gotta be healthy. I definitely hope you're able to start up your Pilates again. Such a fantastic exercise, is it not? Brilliant, Joseph Pilates. For inventing this wonderful kind of fitness routine. In the meantime, you know, you can do Pilates at home too, right? Well, if you do or if you don't, that's okay. Being happy piggies is the best, right? We're all happy piggies. Easter 92 says, 정연언니, how are you today? Today, my 동생 quit after working really hard at one place. My 동생 is 27 years old now, and I think she's so amazing for working so hard without even taking a break ever since she was 22. I'm also always proud of her. Today I'll be listening to One Fine Day with her in the living room. She was with me at your Daegu concert, and she was the one who brought sunflowers. Oh, I remember those. I became your fan because she took me to your concert. And that's also when I first listened to One Fine Day, and I was so touched that you even uploaded pictures of the sunflower on Instagram. My 동생's name is Jinshil, and her nickname is Jintori. Will you call her her nickname? 감사합니다. Thank you so much. 사랑해, 진돌. Oh. And P.S. You look so good with the bucket hat. So lovely. Well, thank you. 진돌이, so cute. I can just feel the love and an affection in just the nickname alone. And I hope that wonderful things are in store for your 동생's future. And yeah, it's fantastic to hear this wonderful story, and it's also better to know that both of you will be listening to this message together. All right. PSY05902 writes, DJ 정연 언니 안녕하세요. Tomorrow is my birthday. My 17th birthday. Oh, 벌써 birthday. I had a birthday party with my parents over the weekend, and I got my birthday gift. Will you congratulate me tomorrow? My request song is Eyes A Pink. All right, well, happy meaty birthday. Wow, 17th birthday already. Time flies, time flies. What a nice kind of time to have your birthday right at the top of early in the school year, early in the fall. The weather must always be really nice on your birthday. I hope you have a wonderful birthday week. And here is your request. It's A Pink with Eyes.
네 눈 속에 비친 내가 좋아서 언제나 날 바라봤음에서 두 눈 가득히나 담아줘.
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Alicia Y wrote, a friend recently introduced me to a food delivery app where you get 15% off for self-pickups. Decided to give that a try yesterday. With the COVID situation, it's probably more considerate to use an app for maratang than to hover around the ingredient rack with tongs in a bowl. True, true. But alas, though I was using the English version of the app, the ingredient selection page was all in Chinese. I took Chinese lessons for several years and never learned the names of food. Spent a good half an hour searching up each word online after realizing that the sunsa, the order, didn't correspond with that of another English language app. But it was so worth it. Best malatang I've had in more than a year. After finishing my meal, I was craving more, so I dumped some mushrooms and cellophane noodles into the remaining soup, popped that into the microwave, and had malatang icha. And as for the makgeolli, I had bought it over the weekend. What a coincidence it was mentioned in the first half of the show. Yes, well, when we get rain here in Korea, there is inevitably going to be some sort of discussion of makgeolli. We in fact played makgeollina by Yoon Jung-shin yesterday, was requested. Sounds so yummy, but gosh, navigating a Chinese menu, I've done that many, many times. It is not easy. I remember some of my Korean coworkers one time on a trip to China could at least tell the characters for beef, chicken, pork. Oh, so we knew roughly what it would be. Oh, this is beef, this is veggie, but we had no idea what to expect. That was kind of adventurous. Speaking of adventurous, listener Yoon Mi-jung says, yesterday, I saw someone drinking avocado coffee on TV. I wanted to try it right away, but I resisted, but I finally made it today. I was so full of expectations when I took the first sip, but it's a mystery. I don't know if I did something wrong or the person on TV said that this tasted good. I like avocados and I like coffee. But this combination is not quite my style. If I get another chance, I think I will give it another try. I've seen also other combinations like coffee plus orange juice, coffee plus soda or cider. But I guess a lot of different people have a lot of different tastes. I think I'll need to have my kind of coffee now. I don't know about avocado coffee. I have heard of butter coffee. That was kind of really big. Oh, coconut oil coffee. That was also really popular. I've never tried it myself, but I just don't know about oily coffee, you know? That's my style too. Yes, let's all find our own different kinds of style. Avocado coffee. Listener, during a rerun, Kong listener 12-22-17-115 wrote, I knew this was an English broadcast, but it kind of feels like I'm listening to AFKN. I think it's actually, they've been called AFN for the longest time now. They changed it. Although I don't even know if AFN is even around anymore, what with the landscape of TV having changed so dramatically. I'm sure they do in terms of at least having a broadcast channel open for, you know, public announcements and stuff. Well, thank you. I will take that as a compliment. Yes, we are the real deal here. Listener Hariyuki07 has a song request for us, so it's our next song break. It is 17 with Home. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we've got two songs entitled Lost. Some of us are feeling a little lost as we try to grapple with the new season and try and figure out how to kind of transition, right, for this last quarter of the year. We're going to start by listening to K-pop song Lost by Bangtan Sonyeondan, BTS. They truly don't require any introduction, do they? I suppose I could just mention that their song Butter is still in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and that the song is at the top of the Billboard's Songs of the Summer chart as of this week. But, you know, just minor details. But moving on to the song Lost. It was part of their second studio album entitled Wings, which was released in 2016. Performed by Jungkook, Jimin, Jin, and V, also known as the Vocal Line, the song's lyrics were written by RM, drawing comparisons between youths who feel lost to ants. The song starts like this. With my eyes closed, I'm still standing here, lost between the desert and the ocean. I'm still wandering, not knowing where to go. I didn't know there would be so many paths I couldn't take and paths I can't take. I never felt this way before. Am I becoming a grown-up? It's too difficult for me. Is this the right path? It's too confusing. Never leave me alone. But I do believe, even though it's unbelievable, being lost is the way to find the way. Oh, I like that. Kind of a little truism in there. Surprisingly, insightful. I love that. You gotta get lost to find your way. As for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Lost by American rock band Maroon 5. Another group that really requires no introduction. Of course, they are one of the most globally popular rock bands in existence today. Their song Lost was released as a single in June of this year off of their seventh studio album entitled Jordy. The band's lead singer Adam Levine wrote the song, and he said that it's one of his favorite songs that the band has ever done. He said that it captures everything that the band stands for all in one song, adding, whether you liked us back then, whether you like us now, whether you'll like us later, I think this is a kind of a classic sound that we've always had. Woo! Makes you really excited to listen to it, no? Now, lyrically, the song expresses gratitude for connecting deeply with someone using religious metaphors. For example, the protagonist says that he had no faith before meeting his object of affection, that he was lost, but now he's found. Here's a little bit more of those lyrics. Got no connection, no faith or direction, no searching and searching for someone to save my soul. I was swept up in a wave, swept up in a wave. Then I heard you say my name. Lost, I was lost. I was lost till you loved me. Now I'm found. Now I'm found. You took me to a place. It was safe. It was sound. Lost, I was lost. Now I'm found. I love that. Nice little take on the lyrics of Amazing Grace. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. First up is Lost by BTS, and then it's Lost by Maroon 5. That was Lost by Maroon 5, and I have to say, it is kind of a cool, definitely it's Maroon 5, a little bit of old, a little bit of new styles mixed in there, very cool stuff. And before that, we heard another really cool one, it was BTS with their song Lost. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up really soon in the next part of our show, it is OFD's version of Kayo Top 10. Don't change that channel. Let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here is Cho Won-sun taking us out of part one with Haru Haru, Day by Day. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we'll hop on a time machine and travel back in time to listen to some good old Kayo for our Wednesday segment, Kayo Top 10. I'll be right back with Liz after this song break. Here is Panic with Rocinante. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Kayo. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Kayo Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday, we're taking a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop music, also known as Kayo. Our trip guide is, of course, our very own OFD staff writer, Liz.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, Liz?
I'm all right. Yeah. I was just realizing, yeah, that is a long sentence that I made you say.
You know, you gotta be thankful that I have,
diaphragm.
34 years of diaphragmic breathing under my belt to get me through that sentence.
Hmm.
It's cool.
All right.
It's good. It's like I'm practicing. You're just watching out for my diaphragmic health.
Yes, that's what I meant to do.
That's what you meant to do. Actually, I don't know why I'm saying this on air, but I really digged your inside K-pop inside outside intros too.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I do get a little obsessive.
You've got in the mood.
Yeah, I mean, once you start, you got to keep up with it.
Yeah.
So I started with the insight into the industry, in the know,
and then you did the same thing with the outs and then I was reading it and I'm like, okay, I have to just commit. You just can't do it halfway, right? So I channeled being Liz, right? I acted you.
Well, the funny thing is, it should be the other way around. I should be channeling you
channeling
as I write.
Me. But sometimes we get a little burst of Liz in some of the writing. And either I'll change it because, I speak differently.
Yeah.
Or it, for the, in the case of K-pop Inside Outside intro writing, I just be you.
Aww.
So
I'm so touched.
OFD listeners actually get a kind of an amalgamation of me and Moongyung and our PD name and Liz all reflected in OFD.
Because we're a family.
It truly is. So we say it's One Fine Day with Lena Park, but Lena Park has become kind of more than just me, the person. It's sort of a kind of a weird fusion mixture of all of us.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of that umbrella term, Lena Park.
I always thought it was just such a puny little name, but now it just kind of means so much more now.
You know,
right?
What I just realized? It's Lena Park's one umbrella.
Lena, the I'm an umbrella.
This is how I get obsessive over.
Right.
Yeah.
One word leads to another word, leads to another word. Yes, Lena Park.
Train of thought.
It has become an umbrella term for this persona here.
That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So
never thought of it that way. Here we are doing Gayo Top 10. And as always, Liz is always taking us to a certain place or certain places in terms of time.
Mm-hmm.
And because today is all about, whoa, September 1st, whoa, autumn, I feel like we're going to be maybe honing in on September songs.
A little bit.
Okay.
And also, another thing I just realized as I sat down here today is because we had a recording, the last time I was here, it was summer, like summer. It
That's
was
right.
hot. But now I'm here and it's fall-ish.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And despite the fact that we had a recording and we had a special guest, so this is my first time here in
a while.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks. And then, like you said, in that span of the couple of weeks, it's already completely different.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The world is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wanted to take bring us back to where we left off.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And continue our trip back down the memory lane. Well, the train coming back toward us now, because we started at 93.
Right.
Summer of 93.
Yes.
And then we did 94. Well, actually, no, we started at 94.
Four.
Because of
I remember.
K-pop Outside.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we started at summer of 94, 95, 96 is where we left off.
Right.
So I want to pick up fall slash September.
So we're going right back on track.
Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Of 1997.
1997. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
What do you remember the most of fall of 1997? Because you were here, right?
I was recording my album. I was finishing it up, really.
Ooh.
I had spent most of that year recording the for what we now know as the first album. Mm-hmm. And
except for the album Zero.
Yeah, no, album Zero was way before that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was an exciting time. I was practicing a lot of Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Korean TV dramas and mimicking what they said. You know, one of the things I remember very clearly is this woman in a drama who said, "Dabune," and so I was like, "Dabune." I said it like 100 times, just mimicking, trying to sound natural speaking Korean.
Of all the expressions you could have picked up from TV dramas, no one says "Dabune."
Weird, right?
Yeah.
And so my 대표님 at the time, he's like, "What books are you using to study? What are you watching? Stop it! You sound very unnatural."
Yeah, it's kind of theatrical.
Yeah.
It's like this one time.
That's how people spoke. Yeah.
No, I guess dramas nowadays, they have better lines.
Much casual.
Yeah.
Lots more colloquialism.
But I remember being shocked when I first heard on the subway somewhere in Seoul, someone saying, "무척 재밌었어요." And I was like, I've never heard anyone say it. I've read it.
That's like literally how I spoke in 1997. Oh, 덕분에 괜찮습니다.
Well, 덕분에 is a little better.
A little more better.
Yeah.
No, but as a greeting.
Oh.
Like, hello, how are you? Fine, thank you. And how are you?
That's
I
so
said
textbook.
That every single time.
That's like, thank you, and you.
Thank you, and you. Yeah, so that was 1997 for me. Lots of discoveries. So this playlist is my jam. Ah. It's nostalgia for me.
That's why I asked you what your 97 was like.
I love it.
I do wonder if you actually watched this particular drama, though.
I parts of it. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Not all the way through. I know this guy, too.
This guy?
The singer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know him.
Oh, yeah, because he sort of was there and then he was not.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get a little bit more into it in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the drama and the song we're talking about right now is Propose, or Propose. Mm-hmm. And the song was sung by an artist at the time known as Hong Ji-ho.
Yes.
And I said he was known as Hong Ji-ho at the time.
Right.
Because his real name is Hong Seong-min.
Mm-hmm.
And then he initially performed under the moniker Four Miles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and after becoming a producer, he started out as a singer-songwriter, and then he became a producer using the name Moses Hong.
Oh, okay.
And then he decided to take part in the soundtrack of the drama as Hong Ji-ho,
yes,
out of the blue. And then that was in 97, and then in 2001 he released Hong Seong-min Iljik. So he went back to his real name and decided to go with the release his debut album as Hong Seong-min. And then in 2003 he changed his name yet again to M22N.
Oh, how confusing.
It is very confusing. So when you look up Propose on the internet,
I see
some streaming sites would credit the song as being by M22N.
Right, right.
But of course, back in 1997, we knew the song as Propose by Hong Ji-ho.
Yes.
And it feels so weird to say propose.
Yes.
Because Propose has to have four syllables.
It has to be Propose.
Yeah. And not even, apparently, because of the romanization rules changed ever since 97, it should be Propose.
Yeah.
But we all say Propose.
Propose, right? Yes. It's old school.
Yeah, this drama was big.
Super big.
Because it featured stars like Kim Hee-sun and Ryu Si-won.
Let me roll up my sleeves now. For those who got it.
And let me just brush my bangs. Anyway, but I was surprised to find that the drama only lasted 14 episodes. I mean, it was a miniseries, so like they made it as a 14 episode, but it felt so much longer.
Because it was just the reign of Propose, right? Because it was just, it was all
so
the rage.
So popular,
so popular.
And back in Canada, when I was there trying to watch this drama, I had to wait for the cassette or the
video rental.
VCR rental. And it was never there because someone else beat me to the punch.
Yes,
right?
It was one of those hot, off the shelves kind of thing,
And basically the drama was all about friend zoning, sort of, or being friend zoned.
Yeah.
So two, a guy and a girl who had been friends for a long, long, long time, and they, I mean, it's a sum as we see it now, but back then we didn't even have the word, right?
No, we didn't have the word.
And so basically it was very good looking two friends, not knowing that they're into each other, or not admitting it anyway.
Right.
And then when Kim Hee-sun meets Lee Chang-un and she starts sort of dating him, that's when Ryu Si-won realizes, oh,
I'm jealous.
Wait. Yeah, exactly. And the lyrics are kind of related to that too. And I'll get to that in just a little bit because I wanted to give credits where credit's due. The drama is also famous for being the debut series for none other than Won Bin.
Oh!
He was credited, actually, as Kim Do-jin, which is his real name at the time. And he had, like, zero lines. All he did, I remember, was basically the bang I was talking about. It was not just Ryu Si-won, but
Won Bin
had, he basically covered one side of his face. So, like, he had the Phantom of the Opera thing going on. And he was just walking around Ilsan Hosugongwon with a giant golden retriever.
Okay.
That was his role.
Oh, so he was just like a walk-on.
Yeah, well, many times.
He was like a over recurring and over
character.
Again.
Yeah, he was just a
dog
walking neighbor.
The guy in the park with the dog.
Yeah, and he was just a really, really good-looking neighbor. And I really don't remember what role he, like, what the character had in the series, in the story. But I know he did talk to Kim Hee-sun, but I just don't remember his lines or even his voice at the point. But yeah, the whole drama, like, the reason I was waiting for that VCR was because I wanted to see that guy with the golden retriever.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It goes to show what kind of charisma he has, that he really didn't have to do anything except just walk past the camera for so many people to notice.
Not
it.
Sure. I wanted to say his face.
His okay.
Half covered. It was enough.
It was enough.
But it's also amazing how Kim Hee-sun and Won Bin, both of them, have not aged.
Gosh, they look the same.
They look exactly
the same. I don't even understand. What's going on?
You should not speak.
Oh, sorry.
Anyhow.
All right. I met this guy because he was really good friends with one of my good friends from L.A., who is also a songwriter out here in Korea, later more well-known as the composer of P.S. I Love You.
Oh.
And he used to just hang out.
Cool.
At my office at that time at the production company. Super nice guy. And that's it.
So you did know that he sang the song, though, right?
I did. Mm. And then he was very popular. It looked like his career was going to take off, and then he just kind of disappeared.
Nowhere. Yeah.
Because it happened so many times. Mm. You know, you come out and then and it's hard to follow up.
Yeah.
Right? And it sounds like he actually started over again a couple times, and each time trying to reinvent himself, but it just didn't work out for him.
I think maybe the fact that this was such a huge hit because of the drama did him no favor.
Maybe. Yeah. It was overshadowed. One of those things that would be a blessing but was not a blessing.
Right.
All right, let's check it out. It's our first track of the day. We're going to September 1997. Here is Hong Ji-ho with Propose. No. 언제나 나에게 우정 이상도 아닌 That was Hong Ji-ho with Propose. I'll say Propose.
Propose. Not Propose, but Propose.
Yeah. And Lahab82 says, oh, I wish I could sing along, but I'm outside. People
that
are watching.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've developed a habit of lip syncing. Under my mask?
Yeah.
Wherever I go.
Like that. Yeah. Good idea.
I'm always lip syncing.
Oh, you know what I like to do these days? Mm. Because you know the classic, all voice actors and singers, we kind of do this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'll just do that walking down the street. Because the street noise is enough to cover it. So I'll literally, I think there was a selfie that I took last week where I was out, I was getting my car washed and picking up some groceries. And look, I'm walking down this big street in Cheongdam-dong going.
That sounds so cute.
And no one knows.
That's awesome.
And my throat felt very warmed up.
Oh, wow. I have no reason to warm up my throat, but I'm going to try that.
Isn't that amazing? Even just
that is amazing.
The things you can do with the mask on, right?
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how much I've sworn.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. I mean, moving right along. Actually, no. Moving back to Propose, I just wanted to mention that the song did reach the top 10 twice in August.
Wow.
Which is actually really surprising. I mean, I guess it makes sense because the drama was a KBS drama to begin with.
Yeah.
But the surprising part is that the song was competing with the likes of like Im Chang-jong's 그땐 또다시, 그때 또다시, and Young-tuk's Club Tine.
Wow.
Jinu-shan Gasoline. Cool 해변의 여인, UP 바다, DJ DOC, DOC와 춤을, HOT's 행복, and Jex Kiss's 폼생폼사. So, success.
My goodness, that's pretty good. Even JS Jerry 76 says, I didn't actually see the drama, but I know this song. I know it well.
Oh, you missed out. Kim Hee-sun is hot.
She's so pretty.
So is Won Bin.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She is.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. We're going to listen to a song that I'm told that all male college students at the time sang at the 노래방 in 1997. And no, I'm not talking about She's Gone. I'm talking about...
That's the other one.
Yeah. 발걸음 or Footsteps by Emerald Castle.
Oh, yes. Emerald Castle.
Emerald Castle.
Emerald Castle. Is that changed now too? Would it be Emerald or Emerald?
I don't think so. I think it's still Emerald.
Okay, Emerald.
You should look that up.
I know,
good
right?
Question.
I'm so confused. The Romanization. Emerald Castle. I remember them.
They were a band that was put together. So it wasn't a band that was born out of, you know, kids getting together to jam or anything, but it was actually formed by none other than 신해철,
yep.
and next bassist Kim Young-seok.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal was to make a band that was not like Next. So they wanted to, they wanted another band that sounded lighter and that was not making social commentary and, you know, less angry. So, they auditioned a couple of vocalists and instrumentalists and they just, you know, put together some younger artists and made Emerald Castle.
Emerald Castle.
And they debuted in 1997 with an album called Invitation, of which the cover was the works of a cartoon artist who I really liked at the time.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a bit of a TMI. here's another TMI, though. Apparently, this song was written in 5 minutes.
Whoa!
And when the vocalist recorded the song, he was not sober.
Okay.
Well, he was recovering anyway.
Okay.
He was not fully sober at the time.
Wow, this is all very new information.
Yeah, tell me about it. I guess the song did get a couple of revivals thanks to the Reply series, as well as some artists like 10cm, 서영은, 동방신기, and many others covering. Oh, yeah, Hong Kong was another one.
Oh, yeah.
This song did not do well in the charts.
No.
Because it was a rock number. Even in 97.
We talked about this, right? Rock was sort of the genre looked over.
Yeah, I think...
Not given props.
It makes me imagine older gentlemen in the offices of the censorship board saying, rock and roll? No way. That's rebellious.
Yeah.
And, you know, just... putting it aside, brushing it aside, but, you know, all the younger folks in Hongdae loving it.
I see.
That's how I imagine it.
Yeah. I think you're not too far off, no.
Okay. as for the lyrics, I thought it was kind of funny. I did not look into the lyrics before. I mean, I could sing along to it, but I never really looked at the lyrics before. And when I did, I realized that this is a guy who had broken up. And realizing that his footsteps have taken him to the ex's place without him realizing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why the song is called 발걸음 or Footsteps.
Footsteps.
And then he realizes, oh, I still hate you. I still resent you. He actually curses.
Yeah.
Saying, remember, you're going to feel as much pain as I did. And then he says, I'm sorry, this is the best I could do, because I need to get over you.
It's not out of his system.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of his system. It's not out of Jerry 76's system. He says, oh, suddenly these lyrics are in my head. 처음부터 너란 존재는.
Yeah, that's basically, literally, from the very beginning, you never existed to me.
Right.
So, full of angst. Which is kind of funny, because next, 신해철 and Kim Young-seok had
formed...
They wanted... to be free of angst, but...
But you still need the drama.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't matter what country you're in. You need drama in the music.
Speaking of drama, I was actually listening a little more closely to the song this time around and noticed very dramatic breathing.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was worth noting.
Maybe it was his hangover.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Now that you mentioned
it. We'll see. I'm going to listen to this song with very new ears. All right, this is Emerald Castle with 발걸음 Footstep. That was Emerald Castle with 발걸음 or Footsteps. You're listening to OFD's very own 가요 top 10. And for a guy who is not feeling so well, wow, he could belt it out.
But
I almost feel like he's bragging.
As I was saying off mic, I do wonder how many sober guys have ever sang the song, even at 노래방.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's one of those, you know, just venting kind of songs, content-wise.
Well, now that I know the content a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little bit more typical in terms of I miss you or I'll love you forever or I'll let you go kind of themes that we see a lot.
Which is funny, though, because I've always known the line 처음부터 너란 존재는 없었던 거야, which means from the very beginning, you never existed to me.
Yes, you are dead to me.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it never clicked in my head until today.
True. Yeah. I think maybe for a lot of our listeners, that same light bulb went on. All right, we're moving along. Great playlist. I'm promising you guys this is great. We're also hitting all the different genres here.
Yeah, and a much, much happier song.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next song I have for you is 사랑해 or I Love You by the D.O. that we're familiar with.
Our generation our D.O.
Yeah. It's 이현도.
이현도.
Oppa.
Yes.
Not 디오 동생.
True. Was it 김영대 who brought us to that attention? It was his dad joke, right?
I think so.
Which D.O. is your
right,
D.O.?
Right. Yes. It's always 현도.
For us, it's 이현도.
I don't think I've ever said 현도 오빠. But anyway, 이현도 debuted as one half of Deuce in 1993. I've talked about Deuce before. Mm-hmm. And of course, after the duo broke up and some series of unfortunate events happened, he did finally eventually debut as a solo artist.
He came back for us.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. And I believe that was back in 1996.
Yeah.
And 사랑해 was actually a single album that he released following his first solo album.
I see.
And this was actually a very not common thing to happen, because not only was it a rare single album, I mean, the single albums have existed, like maxi singles and all those have existed since the early 90s, but this one was rare because it was basically one song with multiple different remixes.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember this was also, I think he was at the start of another trend that was going to happen.
I mean, yeah, we still see it mostly in the American music
we
market.
We see remixes, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I almost said Butter, but Dynamite was released in multiple different versions. Mm-hmm. But those were all released online.
Yes.
Not like physically in one CD, right?
Right.
But what to do even more than that, what he did was he released the mini CD.
Wow!
So, yeah, I mean, mini CD, for those of you who don't know, it's a CD that's half the size of a real CD.
Yes.
And it's super cute.
Yes.
And you can play it on any CD decks.
Yes. It's just smaller because it is containing less content.
Yeah, it's just half the size, half the length.
It's just, it looks like a baby CD.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like a MD or the...
No, it looks exactly like a CD, but it looks like
cut
a
in half,
baby CD.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a shark. But yeah, so he did that, and he released the cassette tape.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess for a cassette, he had to balance it out.
Side A, side B.
Yeah, so he did include one more track. Which is basically an instrumental track of 사랑해.
So how many versions of this one song did he prepare for this release?
사랑해 prologue, 사랑해 D.O. original mix, 사랑해 hip-hop version, 사랑해 techno mix, and 사랑해 hip-hop radio edit.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he had one more song that was actually another remake of one of the tracks that was on his first solo album.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's besides the point.
You gotta really 사랑해 this song.
I really think he did love the song because he didn't write it himself.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't. It was actually Kim Jong-jin of 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울 who wrote it for the second album of the band 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, which was released in 1989.
Oh, so this is a remake?
It's actually more of a sampling.
Oh.
Because what 이현도 did was just take the refrain part.
Right.
And get rid of all the verses.
Oh, I see.
So when you listen to 사랑해 by 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, it's a completely different song.
I see.
Until you get to the 사랑해 part.
Oh, okay.
Which is where 이현도's 사랑해 begins.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So
a reinterpretation.
Yeah. And he also changed up the lyrics a little bit, but just enough so that he could give himself and Kim Jong-jin double credit for the lyrics as well.
Lovely.
Yeah. And another thing I noticed was that the song features Dia, vocalist Dia, heavily, which is surprising to me because it had just flown over my head and up until recently. Like, I did not realize that it was the voice of Ria.
I didn't know that was Ria.
But when you listen to it, it has to be Ria because no one else sings like that.
I think because Leo was also just starting out. She mm-hmm. wasn't quite a household name at that point.
Right, right. But okay. Yeondo definitely was. Mm-hmm. So much so that I've never seen him dance to this song. Mm-hmm. To this day, I actually haven't looked up the stages.
Yeah.
But you could practically see him just dancing and stomping his feet. Because, you know, he always had that
Yes, he has a very bass. Stomping yeah. signature kind of...
And
yeah.
that signature deuce sound yes. where, you know, you just have to stomp.
True. Very, very true. Oh, so many different mixes. Now, I'm assuming we're just going to listen to the original version.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's the original.
It's the original. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's check it out. Here's Lee Hyun-do with 사랑해, I Love You. That was Lee Hyun-do with his song 사랑해, I Love You. And yeah, listening into it again, I don't know why it never occurred to me that that vocal might be Ria.
Right?
Yes.
And she's got such a unique voice too.
Absolutely.
I think she's the only one I know of who hits like Mariah Carey dolphin level.
Right, but with like a rock sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very good. I think Cherry Filter's vocalist does whistle tones as well.
That's true.
Yeah, she does too.
Whistle tone, not dolphin tone.
Yeah, well, most people call it, I think that's how what we say in Korean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. 돌고래,
right?
Yeah, 돌고래 소리.
Okay. Yep, that was Lea actually featuring on Lee Hyun-do's song, mm-hmm. bringing us a nice segue into our next track.
Yep, we're going to listen to a song by Lea. Mm-hmm. 네 가지 하고 싶은 말. I almost said 4가지. Because it's written with the number 4. 네 가지 하고 싶은 말.
You know what? Maybe she did that on purpose.
That's what I thought until I read the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
But yeah, it's a very
I think for
valid,
the title, yeah.
Suggestion,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Well, because Ria was always about being a little edgy, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But the song itself, she wrote the lyrics herself for this song, and mm-hmm. it was actually quite sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, and it has nothing to do with the word 네 가지.
네 가지.
So yeah.
Okay.
And at first I was like, why are there more than 4 things that she wants to say? But later on I recounted, and yes, she has four things she wants to say.
Okay, got it.
Because that's
Liz checked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for those of you who may not know who Ria is, because she's kind of, you know, not up front anymore. Like, she's not really
sort of out of the public eye now. Also, this is the first time we're talking about Ria on Top
That's
10.
That's true.
Bio
yeah,
Top 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a very talented vocalist mm-hmm. with, again, very unique voice.
Yeah.
And it looks like she was produced by someone who we've already mentioned today, mm-hmm. bassist Kim Young-seok of Next.
Wow, we've got all these 2-3 degrees of separation going on.
So she knew both Kim Young-seok and Lee Hyun-do. Yeah. But she was actually one of the contestants on a music competition show on a radio program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was called 별밤 뽐내기.
That's right.
People who know.
Yes, we know.
And back in the day, she was still a high school student. So mm-hmm. I believe it was right after she graduated, she decided to go pro.
Yeah.
And it didn't take her very long to reach, I guess you could call it a stardom, because, again, very unique,
mm-hmm.
Very talented.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of... like, her range was kind of unrivaled, I want to say.
Yeah. Her range, her style, mm-hmm. her versatility, yeah.
And I was thinking, most of the songs that I know, mm-hmm. I still remember by heart,
yeah.
by Ria,
yeah.
are all Gwanguk.
Oh, know? Yeah, they're all, absolutely.
They're all that crazy.
Yeah, got this very, the drama, mm-hmm. and then, yeah, and no one could really do that at
right,
that time.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
We didn't hear anything like this before.
Yeah, it's like they're all tragic heroines.
Yeah.
And they're all screaming at the top of their lungs. And, you know, it's yeah. just what she's known for, what mm-hmm. she's really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to this song brought me back memories yeah. of my semi/quasi emo days.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just an emo. you know, the songs like Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah.
Blur's song 2.
Yep.
A lot of Alanis Morissette comes to mind.
Yes, I always think of her as kind of the Korea's answer to mm-hmm. Alanis Morissette.
with the shaved head and all.
Yeah,
oh, that's more like Sinead O'Connor.
Even her look was always she was always trying to subvert your expectations.
Right.
That's what she was all about.
It was very exotic too, because apparently she spent the majority of her childhood in Nepal.
Ah,
and so like it, she made it show.
Yes, she incorporated that.
Yeah, with her dress code,
fashion,
and accessories and whatnot, and it was all very unique and cool. And it feels like to me, from mid to late 90s, Kaesong, which is one of her one of the title of her songs, which is actually her debut song, I want to say. Kaesong, I guess individuality being unique, was the go-to theme. Everyone wanted to be different and everyone wanted to stand out. And she was doing it all, like vocally, visually, and thematically, and everything. And as for thematically, the lyrics, it starts with, you became someone I could never see again while we were on summer break. As in, like, school break. And to me, it sounds like it's someone who's resting in peace, not someone who's just gone away somewhere. And the four things that she wants to say is that she will forever remember this person, and that she wants this person to greet her just the way we were when the time comes that they can meet again. And number three, you can now go to a place where you can breathe freely. And number four, I will stay here. I will be okay. I will remain here just as you wanted me to. Yeah, so kind of makes me picture a high school student deciding to end things. I could be just, you know, like, making my imagination run wild.
I think that she made, this is a nice example of a lot of storytelling without, but still giving you room for interpretation. Yeah, individual interpretation. It's really good stuff. Good to hear, Leah. Congratulations for joining the Gaayo Top 10 playlist. Here we go. It's Leah with 네 가지 하고 싶은 말, or four things I want to say. We just heard Dia and her song, 네 가지 하고 싶은 말. I keep having to just sort of correct myself and be careful.
Why number four?
네 가지 하고 싶은 말. Four things I want to say. Rhea, going beyond the, you know, quote-unquote novelty of Kaesong and showing her real chops there. Fantastic. Miss her. All right. But would like to reminisce more about her, but we do have to squeeze in one more song, and you guys will thank me for squeezing it in, because it's a good one.
Well, this is someone who we don't have to miss. We see plenty of still today.
It's true.
We're going to listen to a song by Park Jin-young, a.k.a. JYP, and his song 그녀는 예뻤다, or She Was Pretty, from his third studio album, Summer Jingle Bell. So Park Jin-young, he was a singer back then. He was a singer-songwriter. He was just known as singer-songwriter.
I can't believe you said that.
What do you mean?
No, because it made me realize that most young people actually don't probably remember that Park Jin-young was a very famous 가수.
Yeah, he was just a singer-songwriter slash dancer. And now he's Mr. Producer,
Mr. CEO, Entertainment himself.
And another thing that a music critic or someone on the internet had noted was that he had spanned all of, like, from, he started out with an LP, and then he released a cassette tape, and then he released CDs, and then he went on to, you know, downloadable MP3s, and now he's on streaming sites releasing new songs.
Gosh, that's, that is quite saying it.
But didn't you release LPs?
No, cassette tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started out in, you know, when I started out, we had CDs. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, I have your first album on a CD.
Yeah, so actually at that time, cassette tapes were still in the heyday. Mm-hmm. You had to release a cassette tape. And if you wanted to be extra fancy, you released a CD as well. So it was when CDs were coming in and cassette tapes were coming out. Right. So we always released both.
Because you needed the cassette tapes for your cars.
Yeah, because a lot of cars didn't have cassette players. And I think well into almost the year 2000, we had cassette tapes.
Interesting. Yeah. That was 21 years ago.
Yeah, and that's JYP. He was there for it all.
Yeah.
And still very young.
Very young. Mm-hmm. And apparently he told a variety TV show recently that he basically built this song up from bass and up.
Nice.
So he wrote the bass line first.
Yeah.
And then he wrote the guitar line.
Yeah.
And then he added what he called napal. I want to call them brass.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So the slang for it back then. Mm-hmm. It is quintessential Park Jin Young. Probably one of my favorites from him all time.
Awesome.
To me, it's very signature. And it's actually going to be our ending song because we're all out of time. Thank you so much, Liz.
Always my pleasure.
And thank you all for listening in and, taking part. Here's JYP with 그녀는 예뻤다. We'll see you tomorrow.